There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Little smile or a rainbow big and bright. At times we need a helping hand to help us make things right. At times our belief in ourselves will teach us how strong we are. That smile, that rainbow, that helping hand, our beliefs will get us far. Everyone needs a helping hand. And every time we help somebody, we uplift ourselves. You rise every time when you provide a helping hand. Help so that you can ease the pain. Help not to gather praise. Help so that some trauma of some heart is lessened. The world is suffering. The wounds are deep. The hurt, the trauma, the misery, the pain is too much. So Baba says, you are here to help the suffering masses. And every time you help somebody, you will see, you will experience something which is more than joy. So, that's why each one of us is here to help others. The more we do that, the more the limited consciousness is broken and we unite with one universal consciousness, something higher, something beyond us. The singular music goes away and the universal music is produced. That's why Baba says, serve. Serve and serve till your last breath. One thing he says is, keep on remembering Baba till the last breath. Second, keep on studying till the last breath. And third, keep on serving till your last breath. Remembering, learning and serving. These are the three most important duties of Brahmin. Remembering, learning and serving. They should go on perpetually. Even if there is a break, you begin it again. Because the path is not so smooth. Whether it is remembering, whether it is learning or serving, there would be obstacle in all three. But the more the obstacle come, you will find you are becoming refined. Obstacles, blows, they come to make us more polished, refined. Your remembrance will become refined. Your your learning would become refined and your serving should also become refined. And they should go on eternally, no matter what is the state of your mind. Sometimes you may feel down, depressed, fatigued, tired. But in spite of that, continue remembering, continue serving, continue learning, remembering and serving. These three things should not stop at any moment. So regarding service, Baba uses a very beautiful word, haddi. It means bone. So when he says haddi seva, it means you offer your last bone. What does that mean? What does that mean? You offer everything. Your thought, your intelligence, your every skill, your every creativity, your every speciality, your every power. You pour your entire soul into seva. You're not doing service just to learn something. You're not doing service just to become expert in that. You're not doing service because as a result of that, you get praise in return, or your efforts are appreciated, acknowledged. You're not serving because it is your duty. You're not serving because you have to clear some karmic account. You're not serving because it has been thrusted upon you. You're not serving out of fear or it has to be done. Somebody is forcing you. Or you're not serving because you just want to pass time. You're not serving just because it is one of the celebrated Srimat that everyone should serve. You're not serving even to get some status. If not here, in some other world which is about to come. You serve for the sheer joy of serving. You serve because of love. You're not serving because of any other reason. It's the love in you which is coming out. The vessel is filled with. The vessel is filled to the brim. So it is coming out. What it can do? Now it can no more stay. It cannot contain in the container. It is overspilling. It is overflowing. The overflowing of the divine love is called seva. The overflowing of the divine wisdom is called service. The overflowing of the divine might is called service. Because the might has increased to such an extent, now it cannot stay there. Now it wants to come out. The force is impetuous. It cannot stay there. The momentum is too much. All the impedance is removed. And when you do service in such a manner, then there are no complaining. When you serve in such a manner, the obstacles are removed. There are no complaining, no grumbling. And seva becomes the source of joy, not disturbance. So yes, seva becomes the source of tirelessness. If seva is making you tired, probably you are not doing seva but doing something else. Seva is the overflowing of love. Seva is the overflowing of the divine music which is within you. Now you don't want to sing alone. The music cannot remain at one place. It wants to come out and fill the atmosphere. Seva is the dance which is within you. It cannot stay singularly. It cannot stay. It is no more a solo dance. Seva is the group dance. There was a Sufi master and he would pray to God every day. Oh Lord, I am so thankful to you. There are so many souls on this earth, but you look after me so much. You love me so much, oh Lord. I am so much thankful to you. You provide me everything. You are personally taking care of me. Oh Lord, how should I thank you? I am really thankful to you. You provide me everything. So this master and his disciple, they enter one village. And people are most of the times against Sufism because it was a splinter group in Islam. So many people were against Sufism, and especially Sufist. So the villagers did not entertain them. Not a single person was ready to give them shelter, nor anybody was ready to give them food. So this Sufi master with his disciple kept moving here and there, but they could not get anything. First day, second day, third day. So they were without food, without shelter. And the disciples find that the master is again kneeling down and praying to God. Oh God, as usual is prayer. I am so thankful to you. You provide me everything. You take care of me personally. How much you remember me? There are so many souls in this world, yet you remember me. The disciples were furious. The disciples say, stop this nonsense. What he is taking care of you? We are without food, without shelter. From last 3 days, we have not got anything. And you are saying that he has provided us everything? The master says, yes, he provides us everything. Whatever that is needed, he provides. Probably these 3 days of hunger were needed. Probably these 3 days of going shelterless was needed. So he is definitely providing you what is needed. So whatever that has happened, that was in fact needed, and it has been provided by him. So why should I stop? Do I know more or he knows more? It is in fact his love. So I am thankful to him. Forget 3 days, even if he keeps me hungry for 30 years, I'm still thankful to him. Service is not about actions. Service is about consciousness. Service is not about doing something. It's about being situated in that attitude of absolute surrender. This surrender, this integrated surrender, this absolute surrender would manifest as service when it will come to action. It is not about this action, that action. This should I do or that should I do. It's not about that. It's not about giving speeches. It's not about conducting some program. It's not about preparing food or washing utensils or cleaning the washroom. These actions are immaterial. Service has nothing to do with those actions. Service is about the consciousness. Service is about the attitude. Service is about the bhav. What bhav you are putting into that. The marks would be distributed. The marks would be given by the supreme teacher as per the bhav. Not by your work, your outside work. Somebody has given 1000 lectures, so he will get more marks, and somebody has not given a single lecture, so he will get less mark. It is not like that. There's nobody sitting and writing the accounts of your actions. You have done this much service, and you have opened these many centers and given courses to these many people. This is good, but immaterial. What is the feeling within? What is the joy within? It's about the joy. So Baba says, Haddi, service means you put everything into it. Your time, your skills, your thoughts, your speech, your actions, everything. Even behavior. It's not that every time somebody comes and I start pumping knowledge into his brain. Even if we stand, that itself can become a service. There is no need. Or sometimes, every time you should speak, there is no need. Baba says, serve by your face. You should practice serving by your face. If you look depressed, down, they will not say anything, but they will feel, yes, these people have joined this institution. Probably there is something wrong with him. That's why I said sorrow on the face. Every time people don't come and ask you, but they conclude without asking. And it is not that only the intellectuals can serve. Service has got a wide scope. A student was asked by somebody, "What do you want to become in life? What is your career planning?" He says, "I'm thinking of becoming a good human being. There is a huge scope in that. There is a huge scope. Lot of opportunities with good income. So this is my latest planning, to become a good human being. And the competition is very less here. The admissions are free. The college is open. So serve with your heart." Baba often talks about heart and head. One is love, other is logic. This brain means reasoning, logic, logistics, analysis. Heart doesn't know all those things. It knows love. There are mothers in this yajna, so many matas. They do so much service. Ask one of them, how many births are there in Copperage? They'll get confused. They don't know all these details. But they are busy in serving. If you ask any complicated question, they will not know. If you ask something from the scriptures, they'll get confused. But they are busy whole days serving others. So intelligence is not always that makes you do service. It is the heart which is needed. There was a rich lady and she had a very beautiful parrot. And the speciality of the parrot was that the parrot was having two strings, one on this side and on the left side. If you pull the right-sided string, the parrot would start singing poems of Shakespeare. And if you pull the left-sided, the parrot would sing the songs of Kalidasa. So they were both things, east and west. If you pull this string, it will speak Shakespeare. And if you pull this string, it will speak Kalidasa. So highly philosophical and intellectual man came. And the lady explained to him, "This is my parrot." So that extremely intelligent man, he was a scientist, he started thinking. And he asked, "What if I pull both?" Before the lady could answer anything, the parrot says, "What will parrot say? If you do that, I'll give you a good punch." Intelligence sometimes can be dangerous. Baba sometimes says that you have to become less samajhdar. So haddi service means serve with love. Serve with your heart. Serve with every drop of you, everything that you carry within you, without complaining, with that integrated sense of surrender, with that outflowing of love, the music, the dance. Service is in fact universal dance of love. Service is the universal dance of love. So, it's a group dance most of the time, with perfect coordination. And if the coordination is lost, then there would be fights. Bhangra. The ras would get converted into bhangra. It's all about perfect coordination. Service is the decimation, decreasing of ego. If it becomes the inflation of ego, it is no more service. Dropping of ego is the sole purpose of serving. When the ego drops, when we come in Gyan, that we are told who we are, who am I. The journey begins. The journey of Brahma Kumaris is the journey from capital I to small I. The journey of the soul is the journey from capital I to small I. Who am I? But then I becomes big. I am soul and not just soul. Extremely powerful soul. But over a period of time you realize that this was ego. And you come to a smaller ego. I. But after some time you understand that this I is a disturbance. So this I should drop and only point should remain. So it's a journey from capital I to small I and from small I to a point. And later on, you realize this point also is also a disturbance in higher stages of consciousness, and the point should merge with the supreme point. So there is no more I and you, but it becomes one. The river has lost its ego that I serve, I flow, I am so beautiful, I carry water. River is no more river, but river has become ocean. Without boundaries, the vast, that is service, hati, service. Om Shanti.